Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us again this week on another edition of On Point. I'm your host, A-Trey, and I'm here with my best friend, Dr. J.C. Moore. Doc, how you doing
good
today,
good morning. Man, if I'd be any better, it'd just be crazy. So I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, man, if I had your hand, I'd turn mine in.
There you go.
Look,
there you go.
our listeners, we appreciate you. Feel free if you wanna call in just to say something, get something off your chest. Today we gonna have us a little verbal free for all. There are a lot of things that's been going on in the country and around the whole world. Most recently, there was another mass shooting in California. Unfortunately. The holidays are upon us, and New Year is looming in the distance. So this week, our segment that we're going to discuss, we're going to talk about a lot of different topics, and we're going to have a real talk. That's our segment. And we want everybody to kind of just join us. If you have something that you've been thinking about or you feel that's relevant, you know, for holidays or hot topics, feel free to just join us. We'd love to hear from you. 347-855-8662. And Jay will tell you, we're also tweeting live. And that's at On Phoenix, On Point Phoenix.
Yes.
There you go.
I also have and our box open.
There you go.
So we're also onpointphx@gmail.com if you'd like to chat to us. Or you can also call into the show, as Trey mentioned earlier. So we have all the avenues open, all the modes of communication are open. And, you know, Trey, I know like we got a lot, as we said, a lot of things going on in the world, but I want to look at something from a more personal perspective just for a quick thing. I want to get something off my chest. I got to get something off my chest. You know, I need to let it out. Okay, so.
Help!
Years ago, my mentor told me something, and I listened to him, but I didn't listen to him. And he said, right. It was very poignant, and it's kind of a spinoff of something that the late, great Maya Angelou said. He said, when someone shows you who they are, trust it. And, you know,
right.
Man, I made the mistake of not doing that. You know, I gave opportunities and gave opportunities and gave opportunities, and it came back to bite me in the derriere, as it were.
Right.
So, you know, that's one of the things, you know, when someone shows you who the heck they are, believe them, because they are sending you a message. And if sometimes it's loud and clear, sometimes it's just loud, sometimes it's clear, sometimes it's both. When it is, oh, man, you got to listen to them. Because, you know, people sometimes tell you things by what they say, sometimes what they do with what they do, and other times based on what they don't do or say.
Right.
So I think that that's a – I just want to put that out there. I don't know if anybody else has had any instances like that. But, you know, that's one of those things, because sometimes you know, you ever have that gut feeling that something's wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I had one of those, and I followed up on it, and my gut was 100% right.
Did you? But
I'm sorry,
the thing
I dropped
was,
my vernacular for today, because I'm putting some feeling into it today, brother. You know,
did you follow it, though? You felt it, but did you follow it?
This time I did, and I was right. So, sometimes, you know, it's one of those, when you feel like, you know, that trust ain't there and it ain't, you follow up on it and you find out you're right, you know, then, you know, someone has showed you who they are, you gotta follow through with that and do what you gotta do. But this was,
right.
I guess, one of those, sometimes you just gotta clean house.
Yeah.
You need a broom.
Brother, my house is resplendent. It's absolutely refulgent. It's sparkling.
There you go. That's what's up. That's what's up.
So
keep
it
sparkling.
I have to get that off my chest because sometimes, you know, folks just have a tendency to be a little bit banal or perfidious, and that was the case. And, you know, I happen to catch up on it and say, you know what, yeah, you showed me who you are. It's time for you to not be in my circle no more. So, anyway,
there you go.
There you go. Now, look at this craziness that's going on here in the United States.
Let me get this up off my chest.
Okay,
Can I speak on it? Let's hear something cathartic. The NRA is not a federally funded organization, people. It started off as a damn gun club, a hunting club.
But you know it has national in the title. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Man, listen. They don't. The voice they have is the voice that people give them. The president is catching hell. Because individuals like, well, the NRA says that you're trying to take our weapons from it. Listen, your constitutional right to bear arms, if you took a damn pen and somebody came in your house and you stabbed them 50 times with the pen, it's a weapon. You're bearing arms.
Agreed.
It does not say anywhere in the Constitution, Bill of Rights, nowhere, that you need a Smith & Wesson, a .357 Magnum, a 9mm Glock, an AK-47. It doesn't say that. Listen, you peanut-headed, peon-minded individuals that don't like anything to change but want everything to change. Does it sound like an oxymoron? I'll break it down for you. If everybody in America was given a .45 automatic or a 9mm, you're armed. It's an even level playing field. What the hell do you need an AK-47 for? An AR-15? An M-15? What do you need an Uzi for? Really? Does grandma go like that? Hey, baby, I need some. Go get me the switch out the backyard. I'm going to have a pop a cap in your AR for this with this here Uzi. It's not necessary. The man is saying all these individuals that have committed these mass shootings have had some type of psychological assistance or counseling at some point. It's been proven in the last 2 years. Every single one of them. And you don't want to have somebody take a background check. Now, here's something else. Every single one of them purchased the guns legally. Every single one.
Right.
Starting at Columbine, the kid went into a damn gun show and bought a rifle at 15 years old. Really?
Oh, bro, I got to chime in right there. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut your rant short, but, you know, I saw some news a while back, and there were some folks that took their kid was between 9 and 12, took him to a gun range to learn fire and Uzi. And this kid pulled the trigger on that thing, and it kicked backwards, and he shot himself.
Killed
now,
the trainer.
I'm a former military guy. No, killed the kid. I've seen one where he killed the trainer, but this one killed the kid. The kid was firing an Uzi, and the Uzi kicked back and basically just came back at, you know, from 12 to 6 and hit the kid. I'm not opposed to people owning guns. I own two or three myself. But I don't have an Uzi, and if I did, I wouldn't take my son outside and say, hey, kiddo, let's show you how to use an Uzi today. Okay, he's 12, okay? 12,
right.
9, whatever, it doesn't matter. I think, one, if you possess that type of firearm, I think, you know, caution and care has to be utilized, and I think that's part of the problem. You know, do I think people need Uzis? No, not necessarily. I think, you know, if that's a military weapon, I get that. That's a military-grade weapon. You know, I can't hunt a duck with an Uzi. It doesn't make any sense. you know, Uzis are meant for, you know, specific things, and handing to kids is not one of those things. I'm sorry
right,
to cut
right.
you short, but I had to throw that out.
No,
there,
no,
but,
no, I'm with
you.
See, I'm not opposed to people having guns. I just don't think that military grade armament is necessary for the street, especially. And what
the hell is
wrong with waiting 14 days? What's wrong with that? You find out that John Smith that are listening. You find out John Smith has had a severe bout with bipolar disorder and has had psychotic tendencies. So you sell him an AK. Really? So he goes, decides that his psychiatrist is causing too much grief. So he goes and shoots every female that looks like his psychiatrist. And you say, why are you trying to take away that man's rights to have a gun? No, not a gun, that gun. That
right,
gun.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
our kids,
now, see,
our kids,
yeah, it's,
what the funk a doodle? You have to be 18 to get a pack of cigarettes, but you can go purchase a gun under 18? They have you have to
you know,
be ID'd to get a drink, damn it, at a club, to get in the club. But
okay.
You don't have to have nothing to get a gun. I'm just saying.
Well, see, you're going to have some stupid people doing some stupid stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, when you said you have to be 18 to buy cigarettes, it made me think of something. When I lived in Tucson, I went into the store to buy some spray paint. And I'm looking all over the store for spray paint and can't find it. I said, can you point me in the direction of the spray paint? They said, it's locked up. I said, it's locked up? Yeah, you know, you have to be the age of spray paint, so we don't just have it out anymore.
Oh, well,
I said, okay, are
yeah.
they huffing it, or, yeah, or they spray it, you know, graffiti or whatever. But it got me thinking, have you ever looked at, we all own computers, you know you have the compressed air?
Yes.
Have you ever looked at the side of the can, and there's a picture of a guy with a little air tube in his ear and a little circle with a slash through it saying don't do that? Have you ever
don't
seen that?
Don't do that.
Now
yes.
my thought process is this.
Who the hell?
The only reason things are marked like that is because somebody messed it up for everybody else and they felt they had to put it on the can. Because you look at like a hairdryer box, yes, and you see, you know, a picture of someone using it in the shower and a little hash and it says, don't do that. And I'm thinking, you know, it's really sad that we've got to label the obvious. You know, that someone somewhere along the line missed education in school or at home, that they thought, you know, let me speed up the process and shower my hair and shower and wash my hair and dry it all simultaneously. And I'm thinking, okay, the first time the guy who the company who made the hair dryer was probably like, that's odd. But the second time, they're like, that's really strange. The third time, like, we should probably put a label on this.
Yeah, you can't do that. See, and here's something else. Here's a label. We should have a label with a person holding a book, reading it, and holding a gun with a circle around it and a slash through it. Do not misinterpret any religious literature that states or you feel believe God tells you to go kill other people. You ignorant mother humpus. Listen, in the Quran, in the Torah, nor the Bible, nor the Isra, is there any text where God tells somebody, go kill people for him? Point it out.
Especially you.
I got a phone number. 347-855-8662. Call me. Tell me. My name is A. Trey, Adley Trevon Salam. Last time I'm going to say that. My name is Arabic. My first name means my justice. My middle name, that's another story, is my mom's vanity because she thinks I'm cute. Salam means peace. One who lives by it, loves it, adores it. It's Arabic. It's a Muslim name. I was given it. So what? Now, because of my name, you're going to judge me. You know, if you know Trey, oh, yeah, oh, that's Trey, you know, you're cool. But you don't know that I practice Christianity. You don't know that I believe in the principles of Christianity. You don't know that. You just hear my name and you think, okay, I'm a guy with a turban on my head and I want to kill everybody. And I'm here to tell you, nowhere in the Quran does it tell you to kill other people for God. It just doesn't. It tells you to take a stand against your oppressors that oppress you. In case you were wondering, you low-budget, no-class individual who's twisted, if you're in America and you have a house and you're going to school and you got a brand new car and you have a job and you were able to sign up with the military and you're getting public assistance, you're also getting you're getting free education because of where you're from, how is that country doing you dirty? You ignorant individual, get a clue, man. These people.
Getting a little heated today, my brother.
These people. And I'm trying to think. I'm trying to find. I wonder, what the hell are you thinking? Is life just not that precious to you? These people went and killed 14 people, injured 24 at the end. Three are in critical condition because of the infidel. Wait, let me see if I got this. You're in the belly of the beast. Wonderful. What did the beast do to you? I noticed that you were driving a Suburban. I noticed that you had an apartment that cost you $1,300 a month. I noticed that you were able to go on eBay and into most of the stores and buy your ammunition. I noticed that you had a brand new BMW up front. I noticed that you were well-educated, and I also noticed that one of you went to USC, full ride. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed that you took advantage of every freaking amenity handed to you by the infidel, and you turned around and decided that you should kill them. People who had nothing to do with you, people who served you, who bandaged you when you went to the doctor's office, who helped you, who sold you your damn car, who shipped your damn bullets to you. You, all y'all ignorant, ignorant. That does not mean
all
that
right,
I do not
now,
know
now,
how.
Now, you've gone on a rant, and I can understand how, you know, things can kind of get to us and really turn us one direction. And I know that, you know, we talked about speaking our mind today. Tell me something good that happened in your week this week.
Something good that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my Thanksgiving was the best.
You're kicking me all, man.
Oh man. I saw my family pictures. My grands. Shout out to Lene and Aiden and little Grind and little Evander. They were they took their family pictures and it beautiful, 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 beautiful. She's dressed like he was dressed like an elf and she was dressed like little one of Santa's little helpers. And you know, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I have a new grandson. He's a month and a half old. His name is Evander.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
So that, thank you kindly. Dominique, my youngest son, had a baby. So I'm kind of happy about that. I have a strong supporting cast of friends with me, and I love that. Some people go through this life and they don't have that. They don't have those things. You know, they don't have somebody that they can just call when they have a moment, when they have that moment. And it might be small, but it seems like a crisis to them, and I have that support.
That's good.
I have a best friend named Jay. I can always call him and say, you know what? I just wanted to say something, but I forgot what it was, so I'll talk to you tomorrow. And he won't get mad. So, you know, but some people don't have that. So I'm, and, you know,
that's true because we have been on the phone many, many times, both directions. So, yeah, so I'm with you on that. I'm completely with you.
Yeah, you know.
Let me throw something out there, man. I think sometimes that's, I don't mean to cut you off, but I think sometimes, that's why people get frustrated and call it quits, because they don't have that support system. You know what I mean? And it could be, like as you say, it could be a minor thing to you, but a crisis for someone else. Sometimes what we see as a minor thing being a huge crisis for somebody else, they just need to, hey, I just need to run something past you, bro. You got 5 quick minutes. And being able to talk it out and hear it and hear yourself say it, it makes a lot more sense to be able to do that.
Right.
And folks, I know we're kind of all over the board, but today is Speak Your Mind Saturday, so that's what we're doing. 347-855-8662. You can tweet us at onpointphx and also email us at onpointphx@gmail.com. But, you know, and we appreciate everyone joining and listening in. I know that, you know, sometimes we get a few messages after the show. We encourage you to, you know, message us during the show so we can address some of those issues and not have to wait a week.
Yeah, we love to hear your voice. Love to hear your voice.
But, yeah, it's just funny,
special,
man.
Special shout-out
like,
to the Walker family. Special shout-out to the Walker family and Gary. Special shout-out to the Shamsuddin family for all the new additions. Husbands and babies alike, so family stuff. So I just want to get, you know, make those known. Oh, and I will mention this this evening, too, on RadioPhoenix.org. We want you guys to tune in with us. Bring everything over to us. Bring it to us. Bring it with us. I want you to bring your flavor with us to us at RadioPhoenix.org and also TuneIn.com. But we're on point, and we're going to try to make this show hot, and we want you to help us keep it that way. And and that's a good thing.
Yeah, my brother, the impresario over here, has set up tonight's show for us. So we'd love to hear from you tonight. But we want to thank everybody also all folks who've been tuning in and listening to us and supporting us. And, you know, a little over a year ago when we started this, we had no idea that, you know, two guys with a little internet radio show would end up on a show in Phoenix, you know, on the air or on Live 365, tuning in, Radio Phoenix, any of that stuff. And it's been one heck of a journey. That's what one of my mentors used to say. He said it's about the journey. And I think it's very interesting because sometimes, yeah, you know, because I used to hear as a kid, stop and smell the roses. And I'm like, what does that even mean? You know, and it's funny because on that journey, you can stop and smell the roses. You can have a bowl of soup with a friend or share a coffee or a tea or sometimes get your backside handed to you. But you learn during that journey. And I don't want to say at the end of the journey you have all these different things, because I think for you know, a lot of folks, the perspective on what the end of the journey is may be different. But all during that journey, you pick up a lot of things. And you and I mean, we started, oh gosh, what was it? With this idea, what, in 2009?
Yeah, 9 or 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but think about it. You know, that as we mentioned before, it was a thought, it was an idea. And that journey has taken us through ups and downs. And, you know, we've dealt with business people who are a little bit, do I say shady?
Shady.
Is that a good way to put it? Shady.
Shady is
shady,
a good word.
Yeah.
Shady. Low
so,
budget is another good word. Low budget.
You know, yeah. So, you know, we've learned a lot. We've learned a whole lot. And so, you know, we have that and all the different, you know, there's been failures. And I saw a quote the other day, and they said it was something, I forget who the generator of the quote was, but basically he said that it was the ability, I think, you know, to go from failure to failure with no fear of the next failure, basically. I'm kind of paraphrasing because I can't recall.
Right.
Unfortunately, I do not have an eidetic memory, but, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and it's that you go from failure to failure, not, you know, with no fear. And, you know, hey, we've gone up and down. I mean,
we had those moments where you just want to just snatch your hair out, but I wouldn't have thought to have, and I couldn't have, or nor would I want to have made this journey with anybody else, other than my boy, because you know that's my he's the yin, I'm yang. We're the yin yang twins.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put down.
If you start singing, brother, it's all over.
Wait till you hear my speech. But the thing is everybody believes that they take a journey by themselves, and they could never be more wrong. You can start it by yourself. You could start the idea, but there's so many different things along the way that influence you, that help you, that cater to you, that you inquire from. It's impossible for you to take a journey completely by yourself. It's impossible. Even in the most desolate desert, there's scorpions, snakes, and spiders, and cactus, and there's things there. So you're never by yourself. It's how you do the journey. It's how you appreciate those things that are with you along the journey. So, you know, I appreciate my boy, because when I'm off balance, you know, he's like, hey, bring it down a thousand, you know.
And I'm like, well, we both have been, it is a balancing act. I would say that, man, because, you know, it's just just being attuned to, you know, to your peeps and all that good stuff. And, you know, I don't want to bloviate about it, but I'm just saying, you know, it's you have to, I think, one of the things that people miss is we talked about that gut feeling earlier. When your gut tells you something, whether it's good or bad, and it's about, you know, maybe someone closer, you know, you ever get that feeling where you're like, man, I just need to pick up the phone and call somebody. And you pick it up, and you're the person they needed to hear from. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you wonder,
ironically,
like, why didn't I do that earlier?
Yeah.
Like, man, I was just thinking about you. I wanted to talk to you about, for some reason, I called my brother the other day. I sent him a text. I was like, man, how you doing? He's like, I was just thinking about you about 10 minutes ago. And I was thinking, half minutes ago, I was thinking about him. You know, and it's funny how that works out, you know, just, and sometimes, you know, and I'm not going to take it super metaphysical or anything like that, and everybody has a different beliefs and faiths and things like that, but sometimes you key in on things and they tell you something. And I used to teach this class, this communications class, and we talked about intuition, men's intuition versus women's intuition. And the question was, which one is stronger or more prevalent? What do you think, men's intuition or women's intuition?
I think women's to a degree.
You know what, everybody says that.
I think
the funny thing is they're roughly equal. The difference is guys generally don't follow up on theirs. Ladies tend to. That's the difference.
Okay.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We both have it. You know, you both get that feeling like, you're like, I'm going to just let it go and watch the game. Whereas maybe a lady's like, let me just look into this a little bit. If we get the same amount of intuition, we just look at it differently. You know, we
that's another story. So that's another story because, you know, you look at it and you see something, you say, you know what, this right here, and as men, when we react to things, we react to everything. But if we react more gingerly to a thing, then all of a sudden, your masculinity comes into question. You said, man, this is odd. Man, stop being a punk, man. Don't worry about it. Go ahead and do it.
You know,
man, I feel like I'm driving too fast. Man, go ahead. Put your foot in the gas, man. Don't worry about it. You're only doing 120. It goes up to 180.
Remember we had a show about that, about how we raise our boys and our girls differently. We did that some time back. And I remember discussing, like, you know, if my son wanted a pink backpack, I would tell him no. But if my daughter wanted a toy rifle, I'd be like, heck yeah, let daddy show you how to shoot a real one. You know, I don't have a daughter, but I'm just saying if I had one and she asked for a rifle, I'd have no qualms. But my son, he actually did ask me for a pink backpack when he was like 3. And he wanted it because it was pretty. Not pretty in that sense, but, you know, because the color was pretty. So I'm like, let's look at Spider-Man or Batman or Superman. But it's funny how society says, you know, you have to do it a certain way. It's
they
just
dictate.
One of those things.
They dictate.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's so many things. Hey, listen. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, we appreciate everybody joining us. We'll be on live tonight from 7 to 8 Arizona time here in Phoenix on RadioPhoenix.org. We're going to have a hot show for you tonight. We may even carry over a little bit of Speak Your Mind and talk about some other things. But thank you for joining us. Remember, you can hit us at via Twitter at OnPointPHX, Gmail, OnPointPHX. @gmail.com, and we're going to set up a way for you folks to eventually call into us on the other show tonight. Brother Trey, would you be so kind as to take us out?
Hey, raise your glasses, and remember, bottom to the top, every idea is grand, every thought is warranted, and for every step you take, and every endeavor you make, may they always be.
I'm on it.